Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. A tense situation continues today in the Gaza Strip. Israel has reopened three border crossings with Gaza and is delivering humanitarian aid despite continued mortar fire from Hamas fighters. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has hinted he may be preparing for a military offensive in response to those mortar firings. For more, we turn to BBC Middle East correspondent Katia Adler, who is in Jerusalem. Welcome, Katia.
Hello.
Why did Israel open the three border crossings in the face of this continued firings of mortars?
Well, what Israel has said all along since it imposed its very tough economic blockade on the Gaza Strip 18 months ago is that it is keen to avoid a humanitarian crisis. It put the blockade in place when Islamist Hamas seized internal control of Gaza, and that is 18 months ago. It's said that the blockade is aimed to hurt Hamas. But of course, it's ordinary families in Gaza who say that they are being hit hardest, with foodstuffs in low supply, fuel in low supply, cooking gas in low supply. And what you see is, at some point, Israel lets in more aid trucks than others. It says it reviews the situation on a daily basis. So if it judges the security situation to be such that it can let the trucks in, like today, it will do so to avoid a humanitarian crisis. Today, a few rockets and mortar shells have been fired from the Gaza Strip, but Israel says because of international pressure and because it wants to avoid a humanitarian crisis, it is allowing these very basic supplies in. But ask the aid agencies and they'll tell you it's a drop in the ocean. It's not enough at all. The last time that any aid came in was 10 days ago.
And in part, the security situation is deteriorating because a truce between Israel and Hamas essentially ended last week. Are there any signs that negotiations have begun or that there is going to be some conversations about extending the truce that went on for 6 months?
Well, of course, Israel and Hamas would say they don't speak to each other directly. It was Egypt that brokered the truce that lasted for 6 months and ended last Friday between Israel and the Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip. It was an imperfect truce at best. Rockets and mortar shells continue to be fired from the Gaza Strip at Israel throughout, although for most of the time to a far lesser extent than before. There were weapons continued to be smuggled into Gaza through Egypt, which is also something that Israel had asked to be stopped. But if you look at it from the Palestinian perspective, throughout that six-month truce time, Israel maintained its tough economic blockade on Gaza. So Gazans say they felt that they were punished still throughout that truce. Yet, if you ask the civilians on both sides, the Gazans and also the Israelis, particularly those who live within the range of rocket fire and mortar shell fire, they say that a weak truce is better than none. And they are hoping that there will be a renewal. There has been talk of it. But when we look at the volleys of rockets that continue to come from the Gaza Strip over the last days, 180, according to Israel's military since last Friday, and the fact that the economic blockade is still in place over the Gaza Strip, it's looking quite bleak. There's a lot also, a war of words going on, a lot of saber rattling on both sides with a lot of threats.
Katia Adler, thank you for that update. Katia Adler is a BBC correspondent based in the Middle East, and she was reporting to us from Jerusalem.